you I like. Not the things you wear, not the way you do your hair, but it's you I like. The way you are right now, the way down deep inside you, not the things that hide you, not your toys, they're just beside you. But it's you I like. Every part of you.
That's a song by Mr. Rogers, It's You I Like, and a new jazz arrangement by vocalist Carrie Johns-Rude and pianist Kevin Bales. They were joined by bassist Billy Thornton and drummer Marlon Patton. It's from a new album, Beyond the Neighborhood, the music of Fred Rogers. I'm Carl Gerke, and this is Jazz Nightly on South Dakota Public Broadcasting. And this year marks the 90th anniversary of Fred Rogers' birth and the 50th anniversary of the debut of his long-running PBS children's program, Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood. And Fred Rogers wrote countless songs that he sang on the show. Carrie Johns-Rude is a Chicago-based vocalist and an Iowa native. Kevin Bales is an Atlanta-based pianist and teacher, and they're with me on the line to talk about their new album, Beyond the Neighborhood. Carrie and Kevin, thanks so much for joining me on Jazz Nightly.
Oh, thank you for having us.
Well, first of all, I'm curious, Carrie, how did the idea for this album develop? Whose idea was this?
It was kind of a mutual decision. Kevin and I were talking about music and children's programs that we used to watch growing up and how the music of those children's programs influenced us into becoming musicians that we are today. And one program in particular happened to be Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood, and we were just talking about how they would use a live jazz trio on set to play all the music and how it was kind of our first introduction into the genre. And so we just thought we would explore the compositions that Fred wrote because he ended up writing all of the music for that program in addition to other children's programs that he was on. So we just decided that it would be a fun project to research and see what we could uncover as far as what other songs that he wrote. And it was quite an interesting catalog that we came across.
Well, Kevin Bales talking about watching Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood as a child. Now, you're a pianist, and the live music was provided by pianist Johnny Costa. So that was, if I understand what Carrie just said, that was your introduction in many ways to jazz?
It really was. I mean, I didn't quite know it was jazz yet, but we had just gotten a VCR, you know, that old technology. And I set it up to record the last 3 minutes of every episode because the pianist was playing something different every time. I couldn't figure out what he was doing. I found that videotape recently with my scrawled handwriting saying Johnny Costa's Mr. Rogers on the label. But, you know, I would, you know, come home and listen to it. And for years I've had this, like, almost guilty pleasure of the music on Mr. Rogers. So when Carrie and I were talking about this, I found another person who liked his music as much as I did. You know, that was, it seemed like a project meant for us to do. We weren't even thinking about the 90th birthday or the 50th anniversary at that point. You know, it's just we both had this original jazz influence from a children's TV show.
Carrie, you're talking about choosing the songs, and I'm wondering, you know, he wrote so many songs, and they were for kids. How did you go about choosing which songs you wanted to do for this album, Beyond the Neighborhood?
We wanted to select songs that maybe weren't quite as well-known as some. And we also wanted to choose songs that could work really well for both adults and children. A lot of the music he did write, as you can imagine, of course, were geared towards children. And some of them we couldn't really feel like we could record and have it translate all throughout generations just because of the lyrics or maybe the circumstances of the time of when the song was written wouldn't necessarily translate for today. That's kind of the general basis of how he chose the songs. And there's over 200 songs that he wrote. So going through each of those songs and listening to which ones that we could do and not do was quite a task, but it was definitely well worth it and rewarding in the end.
Well, Carrie, did you go through the old TV shows or some of the albums that Mr. Rogers put out? How did you find the songs?
Yeah, that's partly. We would, some of the episodes were on YouTube, so we'd find some songs that way. We also found just a listing of songs, and we would just literally click on the title and see where it was recorded or where we could find it and then try and research it that way. And we did have, or actually Kevin has a songbook that he found, a Fred Mr. Rogers songbook. And so some of the tunes that we selected were from that as well. So just a myriad of ways of trying to find the tunes.
Kevin Bales, how did that process work of coming up with original arrangements of these songs? Was it sort of a trial and error, kind of working out, try maybe doing maybe a swing rhythm here or a ballad here or a New Orleans beat here? How did you develop the arrangements?
Well, there's a couple of things about this. First of all, Fred is such a good songwriter. He's in the same tradition of the great American music songwriters from Broadway. We're talking about Jerome Kern and Richard Rodgers and George Gershwin. He writes songs kind of in that tradition, and those songs lend themselves very naturally to jazz in the first place. So that was enlightening to see how sophisticated some of the songs were and how natural they would be for a jazz setting. So then it was just a task of trying to find something that would be authentic for us to play but would preserve the meaning of the song, because the songs are really well written. So the process was finding things, and we went through a lot of songs, and nothing natural worked out. So we just stuck with the arrangements, the ones that they kind of came out naturally for this stuff.
Carrie, as you mentioned, these songs were written for kids, but on this album, it's for adults as well. You kind of take an adult approach. I'm wondering how well lyrically these speak to adults as well as kids, because you don't change the lyrics to make them adult. Mm-hmm. They're Mr. Rogers' original lyrics.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think a lot of it is intent and what comes through in singing the lyric. You know, for instance, there's a song on there that I like to be told, and when it was written for children, it was intended to let adults know that children like to be told when something's going to happen. Surprises aren't always the best way to go about introducing children to a situation. And that's what Fred Rogers thought anyway. And so when you translate it over to becoming an adult, that can take on an entirely different meaning, you know, because obviously the message changes a little bit as we grow, but the original intent that Fred had for the song kind of does remain the same. So it's just all about the interpretation of the lyric and the presentation of the lyric, and maybe just a different phrasing of the lyric than maybe was what was done when it was written for children or recorded particularly with children in mind.
I like to be told when you're going away, when you're going to come back, and how long you will stay, how long you will stay. I like to be told, I like to be told.
What I find amazing about these songs is how well Fred Rogers was able to get into the mind of a child and express the thoughts that kids have. And what's also interesting is that a lot of that is expressing the vulnerability that children have. But those same feelings, they may be a little bit different, but adults feel vulnerable as well, which is why I think these songs translate so well to an adult without changing the lyrics. Is that kind of what you found, Carrie?
Yes. Oh, for sure. Definitely. And that's the beauty of his songwriting, is that the message is the same no matter what age you are. And it's something that as we get older and become adults or even into our older years, that we sometimes forget, you know, we forget the message of being kind to one another or the fact that we're all different and that's okay, celebrating our differences. And so I think that's really... Yeah, the magic of it is that vulnerability and knowing that we're all human, and it's okay to be who we are.
You are my friend, you are special. You are my friend, you're special to me. You are the only one like you, my friend. In the daytime, in the nighttime.
This is South Dakota Public Broadcasting. I'm Carl Gerke, and my guests are Chicago vocalist Carrie Johns-Rude and Atlanta pianist Kevin Bales. They are out with a new album of songs by Fred Rogers. It's called Beyond the Neighborhood. And Kevin Bales, in discussing the songs that Fred Rogers wrote, you mentioned that they're in that American popular songbook tradition of people like Frank Lesser and others. Did you have to do any reharmonizations, or you know, what sort of musical things are you doing on the piano with these songs?
Well, we did reharm a little bit here and there, but his harmony writing is really sophisticated. You know, part of this journey of exploring his music was finding out a lot about him I didn't know, which included he got a master's degree in music composition. And when you're pouring through all these songs he wrote, you can really see his deep love of the craft of songwriting itself. And because of this, the songs have, I guess, good bones. You know, so we changed a chord here or there. Some of the songs we changed a lot of it, but they really didn't need a lot of updating. The harmony is relatively sophisticated. It just lends itself great for jazz.
Some of these songs, one of the interesting arrangements that I think is a lot of fun is Look and Listen, which is given a New Orleans beat, a New Orleans rhythm. Carrie Johns-Rude, how did that come together to do that song in that style?
Well, that was actually kind of, I think it was relatively spontaneous because we had a different idea for that song, actually, something completely different. And when I was getting together with Kevin as it was getting closer to recording, Kevin had like this other idea and he just wanted to wait until we got together with the band in the studio to kind of work it out. And I'm really pleased with how it turned out. It gives it a much more vibrant feel, and I think it is a feel that really relates to the lyrics as well. And so it was just something that I think, it was actually, I think, Kevin's idea. I'm giving him the credit.
If you will look carefully, listen carefully, you will find a lot of things. Carefully.
Neil Tesser wrote the liner notes to this album, Beyond the Neighborhood. He describes some of these songs and your approach, Carrie, as being sultry. You never think of sultry and Mr. Rogers in the same sentence. Were you kind of thinking that you were kind of singing sultry and maybe a song like I Like to Take My Time, or is that just your normal approach to the way you sing any other kind of song?
Well, yeah, I didn't really have any idea of singing a song sultry or, you know, with any kind of sophistication or anything. It was just, you know, how I was feeling when I was doing the song and the emotion that was just coming through the lyrics and trying to put myself in that position of what the song means to me and, you know, that sort of thing. So I didn't really go in it with the intention of it being a, you know, a sexy song or a sultry song by any means, but it's just, I guess, how it kind of manifested.
You're just telling the story that was in the lyrics.
Yes, exactly.
I like to take my time. I mean that when I want to do a thing, I like to take my time and do it right. I mean, I might just make mistakes if I should have to hurry up. So I like to take my time.
This album has been out for a couple of months now, Carrie. What has been the reception to it so far?
Well, so far it's been very positive. I've had a number of people come up to me and just say that, you know, they never knew that Fred wrote all this music, and they didn't know that he was the composer that he was. And the music, or what we recorded, the arrangements that we recorded, seemed to resonate with a lot of people, especially from, you know, our generation that grew up watching the show. And so it's been really nice to talk with people who have been fans of the program, you know, ever since they were young as well, and kind of sharing their stories about their experiences and how Fred made them feel growing up. So I think the material on the album is a good reflection of Fred's songwriting, but it's also a conversation starter of how he affected so many people and changed so many lives. And I think that's kind of the goal of was the goal of this album.
Kevin Bills, what does it mean to you to have been a part of this album and now have it out there for people to listen to?
I think what I'm most happy about the album is its ability to reach people beyond just the jazz audience. I have a large clientele of adults that I teach improvisation to, and a large fan base down here of people who are not necessarily only into jazz. And it reaches so many of them, and the response is pretty uniform in that they never knew that Fred was a musician. And I think just having a project that's a little bit more about another person and helping to spread Fred's legacy is, you know, kind of, it's meaningful to me. It's just, it's not just another album of music that I've done. It's an album about Fred and his legacy, and it's very clear to me that he had this deep love of music and composing and kind of put a secondary to his goals as a pastor and as a children's advocate, and then included his music in it. It's really about as artful a thing that could happen, and I like the idea of sharing that with people.
Carrie, for you in your live performances, are you singing these songs, and will you continue to sing these songs and mix them up with jazz standards in your live performances?
I think so. Yes. You know, for now, it's kind of a package deal where, you know, this, you know, the album just came out, and so I really feel strongly that this music will be performed with me and Kevin and the group. For now, but eventually down the road, I think they're definitely worthy of being mixed in with other standards. I mean, they're definitely lend themselves to be like that. And so I'm just really fortunate and glad that I got to discover these tunes, because, you know, they deserve to be heard for years and years and years from now. So yeah, the goal, I think, is to mix it in a little bit more with my other repertoire. But for now, it's kind of solely focused as an album performance.
Carrie Johns-Rude and Kevin Bales, congratulations. This is a beautiful album. I love it. This is something, I grew up with Mr. Rogers as well, and it's great hearing these songs in this context. Beyond the Neighborhood, the music of Fred Rogers. And Kevin and Carrie, thanks so much for taking the time to talk with me on Jazz Nightly.
Oh, well, thank you for having us.